You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sa pampederal na halalan sa taong ito, ang mga Australiano ay boboto para sa 151 miyembro ng mababang kapulungan upang makakuha ng mayoridad para sa Kongreso kasama ng isang speaker. Kailangan magkaroon ng 77 miyembro ang isang partido. Pakinggan natin ang ulat na tinipon ni Greg Diet na isinali namin sa ating wika. Sa 18 ng darating na Mayo, ang mga Australiano ay pipili ng 151 tao upang kumatawan sa kanila sa mababang kapulungan. Sa kasalukuyan, ang koalisyon ay may 74 na pwesto, samantalang ang Labor ay may 69. Subalit pagkatapos ng pagbabago ng hangganan o electoral boundaries, lumiit sa 73 pwesto ang koalisyon at 72 ang Labor. Sa araw ng eleksyon, ang mga botante ay tatanggap ng 2 balota, berde para sa mababang kapulungan at puti para sa Senado. Sinabi ni Evan Aiken-Smith mula sa Australian Electoral Commission na kailangang lagyan ng mga botante ang bawat kwadrado ng numero, isa para sa kasunod ng pinili ng kandidato at mga kasunod na numero para sa natitirang kwadrado ayon sa kanilang piniling pinakapaborito pababa.
House of Representatives voting is done on the green ballot paper and you have to number every single box on that ballot paper for your vote to count.
Sinabi ni Dr. Peter Chan mula sa University of Sydney na ang paglago ng populasyon ay nagresulta sa paglikha ng karagdagang pwesto para sa mababang kapulungan at ang bilang na 151 ay maaaring mabago pagsapit ng araw ng halalan.
The House of Representatives are individual electorates, what we would call electoral divisions, are going to be represented by one person only, so only one person can win each of those seats. There's a great diversity of seats. So Durack, the electorate of Durack in Western Australia, is enormous. It has 1.6 million square kilometres of land, whereas Grandler here in Sydney is the smallest electorate. It's only 32 square kilometres.
Ayon din kay Dr. Chen, ang 2 malalaking partido ay magiging mas maayos sa botohan ng miyembro sa mababang kapulungan kumpara sa halalan para sa Senado.
It tends to benefit slightly the major parties in terms of the absolute number of representatives that get elected. So we tend to see more binary electoral campaign between the coalition and the Labor for control of the lower house. And because historically that's been the place where government is formed, we focus there also because the people who are likely to be Prime Minister, Bill Shorten for the Labor Party, Scott Morrison for the Coalition, are located in the lower house. Though we don't vote directly for our Prime Minister, they are just normal members of Parliament who tend to be then selected by their party to either become the Prime Minister or the Leader of the Opposition.
Samantala, kalahati ng mga miyembro ng Senado ay haharap sa eleksyon sa taong ito. Kalahati ng 72 senador kasama ng 4 na senador na kakatawan sa 2 teritoryo. Sa araw ng halalan, ng mga botante ay tatanggap ng 2 balota, isang berde para sa mababang kapulungan at puti para sa Senado. Sinabi din ni Dr. Peter Chen ng University of Sydney na ang karamihan ng mga senador ay kakatawan sa mga estado at teritoryo.
Elections in the Senate are quite familiar to people around the world in that instead of having one candidate that is elected for a particular geographic area, what you might call an electorate or an electoral district, that Australians in the upper house are represented by their state. And they're represented by multiple representatives who represent the state. So what we have is a kind of multi-member electorate.
Sang-ayon sa kasaysayan, maraming Australianong botante ang boboto sa isang kandidato mula sa isa sa malaking partido para sa mababang kapulungan, pero boboto para sa ibang partido para sa Senado.
Australians have tended to appreciate the difference in composition of the two houses of parliament in that Australians have engaged to some extent in what we call split ticket voting, where they will vote for one of the major parties, the coalition parties or the Labor Party in the lower house, and be willing to vote for a different party who might then add a slightly different perspective in the upper house. Back in the 1980s, you know, you mentioned it was the Australian Democrats. In recent years, it's been the Greens. Now we're seeing a sort of interesting group of minor parties and independents. But certainly what we see is that sometimes that they will have very different perspectives to the government of the day, forcing the government into a dialogue over their policies or legislation because of the different composition in the upper house.
Ayon na din kay Dr. Chen, ang mga senador ay ihahalal ng terminong 6 na taon, samantalang ang mga miyembro ng mababang kapulungan ay tuwing 3 taon.
In the upper house, senators are elected for 6 years, but half of them are up for election. So there tends to be a longer lifespan for senators than for people in the lower house. And that was part of the constitutional framer's original intention of allowing the senators to have, in a sense, a longer view of things, to have more time to consider their positions, to have a different composition, not necessarily be driven by the vagaries of the day. So in the upcoming election this year for the Senate, 40 senators of the 76 are actually up for re-election.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.